I'm talking today with Derek Bang. He is part of the Peanuts Club, which is coming to Rohnert Park en masse this week. Tell us about the Beagle Fest.
Beagle Fest is an annual or biannual gathering that brings all the members of the Peanuts Collector Club together, at least as many of them who are willing to make the trip, for an extended weekend that takes place often in Santa Rosa or in this year in Rohnert Park at the DoubleTree Hotel. And it's a wild and crazy gathering where people who have a shared fondness for Charles Schulz's work, Charlie Brown and Snoopy and the gang, gather and swap stories and sell merchandise to each other and mostly just enjoy the company of folks that we generally only see every year or two when these gatherings take place.
How long has this been going on?
The club came together back in 1993, and Beagle Fest conventions have been taking place every couple of years since then. This is, in fact, Beagle Fest 13, so that should give you an idea how successful the gatherings have continued to be over time.
How big a group and how far flung?
The membership is international. We always get at least a few folks who come over from the United Kingdom or Western Europe or various parts of Asia, and I know that we'll have at least a couple of folks coming over from Japan this year. Mostly, though, as you might expect, the greater portion of the membership is within the continental United States.
So you're going to be together for 3 days. What do you do all that time?
The events are tightly scheduled. There are meal gatherings and meetings. We always have auctions several times throughout the convention to raise funds for Canine Companions for Independence, which is the organization that the late Charles Schulz and his wife Jeannie are very much involved with, and we continue to honor that tradition. We'll have a scavenger hunt. We'll go over to the Schulz complex in Santa Rosa, visit the Charles M. Schulz Museum, watch an ice show that has been put together specifically for us at the Redwood Empire Ice Arena, and undoubtedly everybody will spend far too much money at Snoopy's Gallery and Gift Shop.
Sounds like that's a tradition, too.
Yes. During the evenings, members wander up and down the hallways of the hotel because a lot of folks come with lots and lots of merchandise that they wish to sell, and if you see somebody's door open, you can just wander in and see what they have for sale. It's sort of like adult trick-or-treating.
And there's at least one portion of this that's open to the public in general.
That's correct. The big event on Saturday is the Public Sellers Market, which will open at noon for everybody. The idea, of course, is to bring in as many folks from the surrounding area as possible because we got a whole lot of real neat peanuts, plush toys and dolls and games and record albums and books and figurines and plates. And until you've seen all this stuff in one place, it's very difficult to describe the scope of how much peanut stuff is actually out there.
For people who want to find out more and are not part of the club, where would you point them?
I would point them to the club's Facebook page. Just type in Peanuts Collector Club and you will reach superficial details about the gathering. And from there, it's very easy to dig a little deeper and find out a great deal more. Beagle Fest events are held for the club membership, but of course, we're always in the market for new members, and thanks to the internet, finding new members has become a great deal easier, just as it has become easier for potential new members to find us.
Well, Derek, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I appreciate your checking in to tell us about it.
I appreciate your giving me the opportunity, Bruce.